a little housekeeping here, and we'll get started. Is God good? All the time. God is good. This morning, if you have your Bibles, I encourage you to open up to Matthew chapter 28. Give you a moment to get there this morning. Again, apologize for the screen. Hopefully we'll get those kinks worked out soon. Flipping over there. Take a few moments before we get into the message today. And once you do something this morning, this is Easter Sunday, Resurrection Sunday. We celebrate Jesus. We celebrate the fact that He conquered death. We celebrate for the fact that in our own lives, we too can leave the darkness and find the light. We leave death, find life. Because of Jesus, we even have this opportunity this morning. Amen? So I'm going to ask you before we get into this message, we've been singing, we've been standing, legs are tired. Amen. So everybody just... let's close our eyes just for a moment. Let's just be still in the Lord this morning. I want us to take just a few moments and really remember as you just sit here quietly in this room what Jesus did for you. If you are the only person on earth, I firmly believe Jesus still would have done exactly what He did. That's the love of the Father to us today. Heavenly Father God, we thank you for this morning. God, we thank you for worship. God, I thank you for the quietness in this room right now, God, and the reflection that we can take and remember, God, just how good you are. God, we praise you. We thank you. Words will never be enough for what you did with your only Son on our behalf. God, I pray that as we have a challenge together this morning, I pray that, God, it would be just that. God, we wouldn't take this Easter Sunday for granted, that we wouldn't take the privilege of worship for granted, but God, we would be thrilled and excited every opportunity we get. God, we pray all these things in your name. Amen. I want to focus really on one word this morning, and really is a challenge to us today. As I look around, as I read the news, as I see what's happening and all the different things that are going on, I cannot help but think, why in the world are we not rising up? And there was silence. Unfortunately, there's a lot of silence in the world today from Christians. And I think about the celebration of what we do today. The fact that we're here, the fact that we celebrate is, yes, our Savior rose from the dead. Okay. All right. Listen, it's Easter, and I have like 2 hours, okay? So listen, you better just get on it, okay? Crockpots can burn because Jesus is great, amen? But we do. That's what we're here. We say, yes, we serve a risen Savior. Yes, He is my Savior. He is alive. We're the only faith that can say that. He's alive and He's well. And we're here and we can be excited and we can celebrate that fact that we know that every single day we wake up, Jesus is our Savior. Everybody laugh. Get it out of your system. Okay, good. All right. I thought he was about to tackle me. I didn't know. I wasn't sure. But yeah, we get that every day. And yes, it's Easter. Yes, we celebrate today on this Sunday. But thinking about the celebration of that and thinking what we have, why in the world as believers are we not rising to the occasion? Why are we not rising to the things that are going on around us that affect our children and our families and our homes and our schools and our churches? Why are we not rising? We say we celebrate a risen Savior, a living Savior, one that can conquer all, that has all power and all might, one that who fills us with His Holy Spirit. And yet we stay quiet. And then we come into settings like this, church, and we say, I can't believe that's happening. You ever heard that in church? I can't believe that that's going on around us. I can't believe they're teaching that to our children. So this morning, the one word I want to look at is R-I-S-E. To rise. To rise up together. Now, it says in the book of Matthew chapter 28, boy, if this is not a verse in your Bible that is highlighted, circled, written around, noted, today's the day to do that. Matthew 28, 6. It says, He is not here. Now imagine being in those sandals that morning. He is not here. Whew. Did we sing too much? He is not here. He has I don't know about you. I think if I was one of the first to the tomb, I'd have been a little panicked. Would you? Wait a minute. Oh, sure, He said those things. Oh, sure, but wait a minute here. Wait. Where is my Jesus? He's not here. Because He has risen. Now, because of that, we're here. Now I'm going to read you another verse this morning. You're going to say, oh great, He's going to go there. I am going to go there, okay? How many in the room know John 3:16? By heart. So if I were to walk up to you on a Tuesday and just put you on the spot, film you, could you say it? Okay, good. All right, good. I'll see you Tuesday. Okay. For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him should not die, but have everlasting life. It's known as the little gospel. Verse is written because we have a risen Savior. We have one that is alive. So I have a challenge to you this morning, this Easter morning, R-I-S-E. Each one is going to represent something this morning. Let's start with the R. And this Easter, I want us all to run to God. You hear me, church? Run to God like we've never run to God before. You say, well, I already have God. I already know Jesus. I'm saved. I'm a Christian. I did that little prayer where I asked Him into my heart. And so I have Jesus in my life. I'm good, right? That's good. But if we're going to run to God, what we're really saying is I want to be more like God. I want to be more and more and more like Him. See, when we're running to God, we're not just saying, okay, I've said my prayer, I've made my confession, I'm going to go to heaven, and so now I'm good, right? I'm good now. I don't have to do anything else, right? I'm good. Forget all that other stuff in that book, you know, like the worship and the tithing and the giving and the serving and all those other things. Let's forget about those things, right? Because I'm good. No. It says, run to God. In other words, have an excitement, have an anticipation, have something in your heart, in your life that says, I want more. Said for 3 years now, you should be running to church on Sunday morning, ready to worship. This isn't a mundane thing. It shouldn't be a habit. It shouldn't be, well, my mom and dad do it, so I'm going to go do it. No. You run to God and you have an excitement about worship. This is a privilege. Church, listen, this is a privilege. Do we understand that? If we don't start viewing worship as a privilege, a chance to run to God and be closer, guess what? It may slip away from us. You say, oh, not in America. Really? More churches die in America than they open doors today. That's a little sad, isn't it? So if we don't begin running to God and saying, God, I want to know more. God, I need to know more. God, I want to see more of you. And you say, preacher, you harp on this too much. I harp on it because we don't do it enough, church. Run to God in such a way that you desire to actually know this book. It's never good when you're sitting in a classroom and you ask somebody to look up a book as simple as Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John, and they've been a Christian for 30 years and they can't find it. That's not running to God. That's not desiring God. And we celebrate this Easter Sunday. My God's alive. Well, if He's alive, doesn't that mean we want to know Him more? Doesn't it? Shouldn't it? If He's alive, that means we can have a relationship with Him, church. In your marriage, okay, let's get real. I'm not even going to look at my wife during this time. In your marriage, don't you want to know your spouse more and more and more? Some of y'all are sort of shaking. Some of y'all are, I'm a little uneasy. I don't know. You should. Well, same as in our relationship with God. If we're running to God, that's what we desire. Now, maybe this morning you say, you know what, Pastor? Listen, I fit in one of those pegs you just talked about. Maybe this morning you're saying, you know what I need to do? I need to run back to God. Do you hear me, church? Look at me. Maybe this morning you say, you know what? I've just sort of been out of it for so long. Maybe I just need to make the commitment to say, I need to run back to Him today. Maybe at some point in your life you said yes to Jesus, but for some whatever reason in life and just life itself, somehow you've gotten exited off somewhere. Maybe today you say, you know what? I'm going to run back to God. And don't do this. Don't say, I'm going to run back to God tomorrow. Don't say, well, you know what? Let me go clean up some stuff, okay? Listen, I've got a problem with alcohol. I've got a problem with some relationships. I've got a problem in my business. I've got this and this and this. Let me clean up some stuff, and then maybe then I can run back to God. That's not how it should work, church. Today, you run back to God. Today, you reconnect with God. Today, you say, you are risen and you want a relationship with me, God. And you start giving those things to Him today so that you can have that energy to worship, to be in His Word. Guys, listen, just talking to God, church, on this Easter, how many of us even got up this morning and spoke to God? I like some hands sort of went, I don't know if I'm supposed to answer that. Yeah, I don't know. Who knows? I don't know, Karen. You call it for me. But yeah, those simple things. So run to God. That's my encouragement, my challenge to you today. This morning, if that's not what you're doing, I pray that you start doing that really, really soon. We have a God that was willing to do a great deal for you and I. How can we possibly look at Him and go, He's not worth my time? That Bible thing, that's not worth it. Oh, it's old. I would challenge you, get in here and read it. Things we see in the world today, it could all be traced where? Right here. But you got to read it. So run to God or run back to God. The eye this morning, now here's a fun one. You know I'm going to put this here on Easter, but guess what? The eye here is we've got to invite others to the party. You're like, what party? This party, right? Don't you dare call this a party. No. This is church. And this is the sanctuary. You don't say party in here. Well, X that out of your mind right now, okay? The iron rises this. We better invite folks to the party. This is a party, church. You know why it's a party? Because we're here with the one that has saved us. Do you believe Jesus is here this morning? Do you believe Jesus is here this morning? Okay, I'll take it. Okay. Man. Yes. We're in his presence, right? Why in the world would we not want to invite others to say, I want you to experience life-changing grace. Man, I got choked up there. Life-changing grace that only comes from him. Why would we want folks to experience that, church? You know, it says there in Matthew 28 and the verse 16 through 20 there, it talks about us going and inviting and going and telling others, going and making this a point. Amen? Why aren't we doing it? Why aren't we doing it, church? You know, we'll have 50 in worship and then we'll do a salty outreach and we'll have 6 people. Careful, preacher. This is Easter. Don't go that route right now. I'm just being honest. If we're going to rise up, we better start inviting people to the party. We better start inviting them and telling them about the gift that we have. Who wants to hoard that gift? Anybody? Do you really want to hoard the cross? Do you really want to hoard salvation? Do you want to hoard that life that you have? It's a gift that's supposed to be freely given. That's what it's about. I'm not saying you've got to be structured and you've got to be a robot. That's not what I'm saying. But what I am saying is this, is if we're going to invite folks to the party, we got to let them know that this Jesus died for us. He's given us life. And we want them to be a part of it. Part of the worship, part of the party, a part of the opportunity that is around us. I've said it many times, I'll say it again. You know what the best worship there is when somebody or a group of folks just get on fire for Jesus. You know what I'm talking about? You ever been there, ever seen that? In this room right now, you know, I would take 5 or 10 people that were on fire for Jesus and just really wanted to see it, really wanted to experience it, over 50 people that just wanted to be here and sit in a chair. Deacon's like, ooh, no. But if we have 5 or 10 people on fire for Jesus, it's going to quickly become 500. We have to invite others to the party. We can't be embarrassed about it. How many times I've gone out in ministry door to door. I know that's not just Mormons, that's Southern Baptists too. I don't know how many times I've gone out door to door and have a group, you know, have 3 or 4 people, you know, go with you, and you'll get up to the door, and it's almost like clockwork. You want to speak? No, you want to speak? No. No, you can speak. No, you want to? No, you, no. You're telling them about Jesus. Why don't we all speak? So invite others to the party. How many in the room this morning can honestly say, you know what? I invited folks to the party this morning. Raise your hand high. Put it up. You say, but they didn't come. Did you plant the seed? Sure did. You gave the invitation. That's what matters. That's what God wants to see us doing. Amen. So this Easter Sunday, yes. Run back to God. Invite others to the party. And the S, you're going to love this. start right now. You hear me, church? Yeah, I'm getting an eye. I'll deal with it. Start right now. Why do we have to wait till next week, church? Why do we have to wait till next week, church? Are there folks dying and going to hell right now? Sure are. Oh, we don't like to talk about that, do we? No, let's sugarcoat it, preacher. Oh, my family members, they get tired of hearing the truth. Well, do you really want them to have a genuine relationship with Jesus Christ? Or do you want to wake up one day, or they're going to wake up one day and stand before their Father, and He's going to go, I don't know you. I don't know who you are. You know what happens after that, don't you? It's not good. So we have to start now. Again, like I said at the start of the service, and it's so true, and it is true, every Sunday is Easter for the believer. You believe that, church? I hope you do. Every Sunday is Easter for you and I. So there's no reason for you and I to say, you know what? I am going to start right now. I'm going to start running to God right now. I'm going to start inviting others right now. Imagine what God would do if everybody in this room said, you know what, preacher? I'm going to start right now. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do it. Not games, not pony show, not church game, not any of that, no. I'm going to do it. I'm going to start right now. I don't care if it costs me family. I don't care if it costs me friends. I don't care what it costs me. I'm going to start right now. Because, see, my Jesus is living. He desires a relationship. And I have a gift, and I can tell them about it. And the fact of the matter, church, is this. Guess who commands us to go? The one that gave His life for us. Now, isn't that amazing? Now, you know what I'm going to say because I said it before. But you know what we tend to say a lot of times? I'm not gifted in that area. That's not my spiritual gift. You know, telling others about Jesus, that's not my spiritual gift. I believe in the fact that Jesus wrote it and said it in the way He said it for His children to go. I firmly believe that He says, every child of mine will go and tell. It's not about having a gift. It's just about being willing to say, you know what? I've got something I have to share with my family and friends. I'm going to start right now. What better gift can you give on Easter to your family and friends than to maybe go home and make a few phone calls and say, I love you enough, even though I've already told you once or twice or 100 times, I want to tell you again because I love you, but more importantly, God loves you and He gave His Son for you. You say, oh, preacher, you don't know my family. You have no idea. That's gonna cause a ruckus at the dinner table. Lord help, we may throw food at each other. That sounds like fun. Invite me. I'll tell them all. I think it's okay. A couple rolls to get thrown over that subject, amen? It'll be all right. So start now. Start now. You say, but I'm going to sound pushy. I don't know about you, but if I were lost and I had a family member that loves me, I would hope that maybe they were a little bit pushy because I'd rather have to deal with that than to deal with an eternity in hell. That hurts. It does. So would you rather be a little pushy? Would you rather tell them a few 100 more times? Would you be willing to maybe just be stern with them? Say, wake up. Jesus loves you. For a lot of our family members, guess what? They already know the truth, amen. It's just a matter of waking up to it. have to start now in being those alarm clocks, being that voice, being that reason, being that truth, and not caring what it may cost us. Say, so why should it not care that it cost us something? Listen, did Jesus again not give everything on the cross, church? Man, we act like we're suffering, and yet Jesus was beaten, brutally hung on a cross, and died for you and I. And we may have a disagreement with a family member or a friend. I know I'm not being sarcastic. Maybe I am. But good grief. Really, church? We ought to love them more. And God willing, through prayer and being willing to start now and just being continuing in the process, God willing, maybe we can praise and worship together when they finally see the light. They have their Easter moment. Amen? All right. Well, let's end on E, okay? See, they've been talking 35 minutes. Shut up, okay? The E. Enjoy. You ready? Enjoy the rewards. That sounds good, doesn't it? Aren't you glad I'm ending on that one? Aren't you glad Rise isn't spelled ZZQXWZZYH or something like that? Could even get it out. I'd have had fun with that, wouldn't I? Enjoy the rewards. Now, we celebrate Easter. Yes, we celebrate He is risen. We celebrate the fact that, gosh, He has rewarded you and I. You hear me, church? Again, this is where you can clap and dance. It's okay. Oh, man, okay. Enjoy the rewards. Enjoy the promises of our God. Man, listen, what we celebrate this morning through a risen Savior, the fact that he rose from the dead, he became the bridge to the Father for you and I. This morning, the ultimate reward that we have and we see in John 3:16, the little gospel, is eternal life. But not just eternal life, church. Eternal life with who? With Him. With Him. Do we read that and really take that in? Seriously, do you read that and really go, wait a minute, I get an eternity with Jesus? Now, some of y'all may go, you know, an eternity with so-and-so. No, I don't think so. But this is Jesus. This is one that never breaks a promise with you. This is the one that when you speak to Him, guess what? He listens. Married folks in the room, when you speak to your spouse, do they always listen? Whew. Max is the only wise man in the room. He's just staying quiet with his arms crossed. No, we don't always listen. Jesus does. Always. And when He says that whoever believes in Me shall not die but have everlasting life, church, get it? Understand it. He means it. He means it. Enjoy the rewards. Well, here's the other reward that we get as a believer. Guess what? We have a joyful present. Amen? Listen, do we have struggles, church? Do we have pain? Yes, we have those things, but the difference between us and the lost world around us is that we can strive through those in joy. We can be joy in the presence, right now, right here. Yes, I'm struggling. Yes, I have this. Yes, this is going on. Yes, this battle's happening. Yes, yes, yes. But even in the midst of it, I still have Jesus. I still have eternal life. I still have His promise. I can be joyful. I'm still going to make it. So in the present, there's joy, and there's also joy in the future because we have eternal life. Our citizenship is now where? In heaven, right? Somebody asks you what you are, check the Christian box. Make you a Christian box. There you go. Take that. USA, no, Christian. That's my citizenship. Do that next time you vote, see what happens. I'll let you go first, and then I'll go, okay? Oh, we got a crazy right winger over here. Come here. Okay. We do. We have that reward. And we can enjoy that and know that because our God is good and our God is faithful. Now, I'm going to close this Easter message with this, okay? Yes, we should rise to the occasion, church. We better. Our country needs us to rise to the occasion. Amen. Our churches need us to rise to the occasion. Our schools need us to rise to the occasion. Our families need us to rise to the occasion. Now, here's the cool thing about it, though. As we celebrate Easter, as we have this morning, as we have this time together today, let's remember that Jesus, our Savior, the one that was beaten, hung on a cross, put in a tomb, emptied the tomb out, rose again, and is live today. You ready? He knew that was going to happen to him. He knew that he was going to die for me and you. God knew that he would send his only Son for you and I. Now, I don't know about you, and I won't speak for you. I'll speak for myself. I don't deserve God sending his only Son for me. Don't deserve it. Never have, and I never will. But he still did it. Because that's the kind of love that he has for you and I. So if God can do that for you and I, and he has that kind of love for you and I, and he says, all you have to do is come to me, believe in me, faith me, and you can have this life. Now, I'm not going to stand up here and Joel sting you this morning, okay? Come to Jesus and you're going to walk out these doors and find money in your wallet. That's not what I'm saying, okay? Christian life, it can be very difficult, church. Path is very narrow. But from personal experience and personal testimony, as many others in this room can attest to in their own lives, give your life to Jesus. Rise to the occasion. And God will bless you tremendously. You hear me? Listen, if God didn't give us any other thing than the fact that he gives us eternal life, that's enough, church. So we have already been given the ultimate promise. So this morning, that's my challenge to you on Easter. We're going to have a time of invitation. I'm going to ask the singers, I guess you guys can come on up. I think there's a song that we're going to sing this morning. Again, I apologize for the screen, guys. I'm sorry. I know that's maybe a little strange to be turning around and folks sat on the front row, thought they were getting a great seat. Now they're on the back row, you know. Folks sitting on the back row are like, yes, got the back row. Now they're on the front row. It's weird, you know. It's all good. It's all good. This morning, we're just going to have a time of invitation. I encourage you, it's Easter. We celebrate a risen Savior. But this morning, my challenge and my ask this morning, the altar's open. Are you rising to the occasion? Are you doing those things we spoke on this morning? Or is church just a game? Is church just a game to you? I'm just going to come and I'm going to do my thing and then I'm going to go home and then I'm going to do my thing again and then I'm going to go home. I'm going to show up occasionally, I'm going to make people happy by doing that. If you're in the room this morning trying to make somebody else happy, you're here for the wrong reason. We're here because we're in the presence of an Almighty God. That's the reason we're in this room. So this morning, are you rising to the occasion? Are you doing the things that you should be doing, that we should be doing for him? Because he is alive, church. And man, he wants those things from us. Heavenly Father, God, I thank you for this morning. God, I thank you for each person that made it out to worship this morning on this Easter Sunday. God, we just praise you. God, we love you. We thank you. We thank you for your promises. We thank you for the fact that, God, you don't pull them away from us. God, you sent your one and only Son to die for each one of us. He rose again. He's living and desires a relationship with each one of us. God, if we have that relationship, I pray that we would rise to the occasion. God, if we don't have that relationship today, God, maybe it's just a church game. Maybe it's just an idea. Maybe we just talk to you. Maybe we just have this thought that we do. God, I pray that that would be straightened out. And if today is the day of salvation, God, it would happen. God, we praise you. We thank you. We love you. God, we give you this time of commitment to you. For it's in Christ's name we do pray. Amen. I ask you to stand with me as we sing. The Holy Spirit leads you. The altar's open. I will pray with you. If you need to speak, come forward.